大家早。
Good morning。
今天啊，是一个我们学习感恩的日子。
Today is the day to learn how to appreciate。
因为今天是每一个人都有感恩的原因的。
We all have a reason to give grace。
没有一个人说今天我没有感恩的理由。
No one can say that they don't have a reason to appreciate。
因为没有一个人是没有母亲的。
Because no one says they don't have a mother。
圣经上告诉我们呢，要凡事谢恩。
And the Bible tells us we need to give grace for all things。
这是基督徒生活里面一个很重要的一个操练。
This is a practice, a very important practice for Christians。
但是我们有的时候忘记了这个操练。
But we forgot this sometimes。
今天是我们重新开始学习的最好的一个日子。
This is the best day to start learning this practice。
学习为神给我们的母亲来献上心里面的感谢。
Learn how to appreciate your mother and give grace to the God。
不管我们是做儿女的，或者是做丈夫的，我们都应该借着这个时候，真的是感谢天上的神给我们有一个母亲。
No matter you're a husband or a child, we need to learn how to appreciate and give thanks to God.
那不但是在母亲节的时候有这个感觉。
Not only for the Mother's sake.
也是借着我们有这样的一个开始，常常为神给我们的恩典来献上感谢。
By this beginning, we can give thanks always.
这样我们就能够在地上学习常常的喜乐。
So we can learn how to rejoice.
这是神在耶稣基督里面向我们所定的旨意。
This is ordained Jesus Christ for us.
所以鼓励弟兄姊妹，真是利用这个机会，把心中的深处的感谢来献给神。
I want to ask you to give deepest thanks to our God.
我们也应该感谢神赐给我们这个基督的身体。
We also want to thank God for the body of Christ.
我不晓得我们有没有常常为这件事情来感谢神。
I don't know, have we give God thanks for this?
这实在是神给我们的一个很大的一个恩典。
This is a great grace that God has given us.
不但我们在地上有一个家， Now, 神给我们在地上更有一个属灵的家。
Not only we have a home on this earth, we have a spiritual home.
我们有的时候忘记了这件事情，这是一个不改变的事实。每天我们都可以为这个恩典来感谢神。
Sometimes we forgot about this, but we need to give thanks daily for this fact.
那我们一起读以弗所书第一章第九节。
Let's read Ephesians chapter 1 verse 9.
以弗所书第一章第九节。
Ephesians chapter 1 verse 9。
好，我们大家一起来读。
Let's read together。
都是照他自己所定的美意，叫我们知道他旨意的奥秘。然后我们再读第二章第十一节到第十七节。
Ephesians chapter 2 verse 11 through 17。
第二章第十一节。所以你们应当纪念你们从前按肉体是外邦人，是称为没受割礼的，这里原是那些凭人手在身上称为受割礼之人所起的。那时你们与基督无关，在以色列国民之外，在所应许的诸约上是局外人，并且活在世上没有指望，没有神。你们从前远离神的人，如今却在基督耶稣里靠着他的血已经得以清净了，因他使我们和睦，将两下合而为一，拆毁了中间隔断的墙，而且以自己的身体废掉冤仇，就是那记在律法上的规条，为要将两下借着自己造成一个新人，如此只成就了和睦，即在十字架上灭了冤仇，便借这十字架使两下归为一体，与神和好了，并且来传和平的福音给你们远处的人，也给那近处的人。我们再有一点祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们感谢赞美你极大的恩典。
Lord, we thank you and praise you for your grace.
我们谢谢你，给我们在每一天生活上够用的恩典和力量。
We thank you for the all-sufficient grace and strength in our daily life.
我们也谢谢你，常常在天上为我们众人祈祷。
We thank you that you intercede for us in heaven.
我们也为这新的一天来感谢你。
We thank you for this new day.
我们更愿意把下面这段时间交在主的手中。
And we want to commit the following time in your hands.
我们求主在我们当中。
We ask you to be among us.
借着这些话再来激励我们。
Through the words, encourage us.
让我们知道那个恩典在我们身上是何等的浩大。
So that we know the grace in our life is so great.
教会是你在圣徒当中所得的基业。
The church is the inheritance that you gain among saints.
这个基业是有何等丰盛的荣耀。
And this inheritance is full of glory.
因此早晨我们愿意借着圣灵让我们众人能够看见这个丰盛的荣耀。
By the Holy Spirit, may you let us see this glory.
能够把我们心中的感谢来归给我们的神。
So we can give you the thanks to our God.
我们要再承认人的软弱和有限。
We want to admit that we are limited and weak.
因此我们需要神的恩典来覆庇我们。
We need your grace cover us.
我们为说的、翻译的和所有听的都一同、求恩典。
We ask for grace for the speaker and the translator and the audience.
我们祷告是奉靠主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
在以弗所书第一章第九节有这么一句话，就是照着他自己所预定的美意，叫我们知道他旨意的奥秘。
In Ephesians chapter 1, verse 9, he made known to us the mystery of his will according to his kind intention which he purposed in him.
也许我们读的时候呢，我们没有特别注意，这里面有两个字叫做知道。
Maybe we didn't pay attention, there's a word know.
这个字非常特别的一个字。
This is a very special word.
它让我们能够知道说在这里面呢，要进入那个神奥秘的旨意，不是一件这么容易的事情。
He let us know that it's not easy to enter into the mystery of His will.
你记不记得以赛亚曾经说过一句话
？Do you remember Isaiah?
Yeah.
Had spoken words.
在以赛亚书第六章第九节的时候，以赛亚曾说过一句话，是我们不太明白的。
In Isaiah chapter 6, he has spoken words that we may not understand.
他说你们听啊，是要听见却不明白，你们看是要看见却不晓得。
He said you will see that you may not understand. Chapter verse 6:9. Keep on hearing but do not understand. Keep on seeing but do not perceive.
这句话呢，在新约里面又引用了很多次。
These verses was quoted in the New Testament.
因此，一定是一件很重要的事。
It must be very important.
所以可以听见，但是不一定明白。
You can hear, but you may not understand.
可以看见，但不一定晓得。
But you can see, but may not perceive.
刚才大宝弟兄说到早晨要来聚会的中间，在家里面发生的事。
Our brother shared what happened in his house before he came.
这个我们做父母的可能都有这样的经历。
All the parents may have the same experience.
我们所说的话，我们的孩子都听见了。
Our words were heard by the child.
但他们不明白。
But they don't understand.
很多的事情我们自己也看见了。
Many things we have seen.
但是我们不晓得。
But we cannot perceive.
所以听见不等于明白，看见不等于晓得。
Seeing doesn't mean perceive. Hearing does not mean you understood.
因此，关于神的旨意的奥秘，不是我们听见以后就可以了。要问我们明白不明白。
We have to know the mystery of His will. Doesn't mean that we have seen
不是说我们看见了就已经可以了，我们晓不晓得？
Doesn't mean that we have seen is enough. We do we know it?
有的时候我们有一个错误的观念，特别是信主的年日久了以后，我们认为我们听见了就等于我们明白了。
We have this misunderstanding after several years of being saved. We thought that we have understood the will of God.
那我们看见了以后呢，我们认为我们就晓得了。
We have seen and we thought that we have perceived.
其实听见和明白中间有很大的距离，看见和晓得中间有很大的距离。
There's a great difference between hearing and understanding and seeing and percept.
如果我们认为我们已经明白了，如果我们认为已经晓得了，我们在里面就会缺乏一个渴慕。
If we thought that we understood or perceived, then we will lack the longing.
因为我们信主了这么长的一段时间呢，这个以弗所书第二章我们都读过了。
After being saved so many years, we have read chapter Ephesians 2 already.
也许我们查经的时候也查过了。
We have studied in the Bible study.
因此我们可以说我们听见了。
So that we can say that we heard.
我们认为我们就明白了。
Then we thought that we understood.
我们已经看过了。
We have seen.
我们认为我们已经晓得了。
Then we understood.
如果我们是这样的话呢，或许我们就不觉得在这张圣经里面我还能够再得着什么。
If we are like that, I don't know what else we can gain in this chapter.
但是如果神开启我们，我们知道说听见和明白是两件事情，看见和晓得是两件事情的话。
If the Lord opened our eyes,The hearing and understanding is different, and the seeing and perceiving is different.
因此我们里面仍然会有一个渴慕的心。
Then we still will have this longing in our heart.
就像保罗里面有一个渴慕的心的一样。
Just like Paul, he has this longing.
因为他知道，无论是他听见了多少，他永远还有他不明白的地方。
He knows that no matter how much he has heard, he still have some understanding to learn.
无论他所看见的有多少，他仍然有他还不晓得的地方。
No matter how much he has heard, he still has some understanding to learn.
因此，他的里面仍然有一个极深的渴慕。
He still has this deep longing in him.
我们再从圣经上来举一个例子，让我们明白说听见和明白是不一样的。
Let me give you an understanding. The seeing and understanding is different.
我们都记得在马太福音的时候，有一次彼得在神的启示里面说了一句话，他说：“你是基督，你是神的儿子，永生神的儿子。”
Peter has said that you are the God of living God, Son of living God.
我想这件是对我们今天来讲。是非常容易说的一件事。
This is easy for us to say.
但是在当时
，But at that time，
能够说出这句话是非常不容易的。
It's very difficult for someone to say this phrase.
所以耶稣说呢，不是属血肉的人只是你的，乃是我在天上的父只是你的。
Jesus says that this was a chapter four.
十七节。马太福音第十六章十八节，然后主耶稣就跟他说：“我要把我的教会建造在这磐石上，是阴间的权柄所不能胜过的。”
So he blessed are you, Simon Barjuna. The flesh and blood has not revealed this to you,
but my 十八节。
十八节 ，and I also say that you that are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church.
所以我们可以说彼得是在教会的历史上头一个亲自从主耶稣的这个嘴里面听见关于教会的事。
So Peter is the first that had heard about church from Jesus.
所以他听见了。
So he heard.
彼得明白了没有呢？
Does Peter understand?
到底彼得明白那个教会是什么吗？
Does Peter really understand what is church?
我想彼得当时并没有明白。
I believe that he did not.
我们可以证明他没有明白。当我们读到《使徒行传》的时候，我们就知道他还没有明白那个教会是基督的身体。
We can prove that in Acts that he does not understand the church is the body of Christ.
那什么时候彼得才明白那个教会是基督的身体呢？
When did he truly understand the church is the body of Christ?
那要到使徒行传第十一章呢。
In Acts chapter 11.
到了十一章呢，在看过那个异象以后呢，他才真正的明白教会是基督的身体。
After he has seen the vision, he truly understands the church is the body of Christ.
那我们再从保罗的经历里面，我们看到看见不等于晓得。
In Paul's experience, we know that seeing doesn't mean understanding.
你知道保罗亲眼看见地上的教会的。
Paul has seen with his own eyes the church.
他不但亲眼看见，他还拿着文书去逼迫教会的。
He also persecuted the church.
他不但看见教会，他所看见的教会是第一世纪的教会。
He has seen the first generation of the church.
是最真实的教会。
It's the true church.
但是保罗看见教会的时候，他并不晓得那个是教会。
When he see the church, he didn't know that is the church.
如果他知道那个是教会的话，他就不会逼迫那些基督徒了。
If he knew that is the church, he would not persecute the Christians.
你就知道了，看见。和晓得是两件事。
You will know that seeing, hearing, and understanding is different.
听见和明白也是完全是两件事。
Seeing and perceiving is different.
所以弟兄姊妹们哈，
so, 今天 sisters,
我们听见了，教会是基督的身体。
We have heard that church is the body of Christ.
但是我们明白吗
？Do we understand?
今天我们都看见，教会是基督的身体。
We have seen the church is the body of Christ.
但是我们晓得吗
？Do we know?
但愿主也给我们里面有一点点的那个渴慕。
I hope that the Lord will give us this longing in our heart.
让我们能够增加我们里面的那个盼望，要让我们更明白、更晓得这个教会是基督的身体这个真理。
I hope that with the truth of the truth about the body of Christ will increase in our heart.
你知道当保罗那一天哈，他在那个大马色的路上。
On the way to Damascus, Paul had this scene.
他曾经跟亚基帕王讲，我那天我看到了一个异象。
He told the king Agrippa that I had seen a vision.
因为他在往大马色的路上呢，看见了从天上发光。
He has seen this great light on in heaven.
那比日头还要亮。
It's brighter than the sun.
就四面照着他和一起行走的人。
It has shined around Paul and all those following traveling with him.
因此他们就的扑倒在地上。
So they fall down on ground.
然后就有一个希伯来的声音来向他说话。
There's this saying in Hebrew.
说扫罗，扫罗，你为什么逼迫我？
So, why are you persecuting me?
你用脚踢刺是难的。
It is hard for you to kick against the goats.
然后保罗就说：“主啊，你是谁？”
So Paul said, "Who are you, Lord?"
那主说：“我就是你所逼迫的耶稣。”
And the Lord said, "I am Jesus, whom you persecute."
这是我们很熟悉的故事啊。
We are familiar with the story.
但这件事情改变了保罗一生了。
But this event had changed Paul's life.
整个保罗的一生因为这个经历呢，就整个改变了。
His whole life was changed by this event.
所以保罗所看见的事情呢，改变了他的一生。
So what Paul's seeing had changed his life.
这个看见带进了一个晓得。
And this seeing had led into a knowing.
这个听见带进了一个明白。
This hearing has led in an understanding.
这个明白和晓得就改变了这个人的一生。
This understanding and knowing has changed his life.
我想保罗对于基督的真理是非常熟悉的。
I'm sure Paul knows the truth about Christ.
因为基督是整个犹太人的盼望。
Because Christ is the hope of all Israelites.
身为一个法利赛人，保罗知道在旧约圣经里面有关于所有基督的这个说法。
As a Pharisee, he knew all the saying in the Old Testament about Christ.
但是呢，这个他在圣经里面所有的看见，不等于晓得。
All he has seen in the scriptures doesn't mean that he understands.
他也看见了在新约中的这个教会。
He also seen the church in the New Testament.
但这个看见也不等于是晓得。
This seeing doesn't mean understand.
到底他的难处在什么地方呢
？What is his difficulty?
他的难处在于他自己对基督的认识。
It is what he knows about Jesus.
一个人的认识呢，就是一个人的一个难处。
What he knows is the, what the difficulty is.
我来 Dumbo 啊，也来了三十几年了。
I have come to Dumbo for over 30 years.
所以我每次来 Dumbo 的时候呢，我走的路线呢是同一个路线。
Every time I come, I take the same path.
就是我三十年以前我来 Dumbo 的那个路线呢，我就一直是按照那个路线走的。
I use the same path to come as for several 30 years.
我的走法呢是过了那个 overpass， 然后呢从 telephone road 前面的那个铁道呢 U turn 回来，然后呢再走到这个 Dumbo 再往上走。这我三十年都是这样走的。
I will cross the overpass and take the telephone road and U turn back and come to Dumbo.
我从来没有想啊，会有更好的道，会有更好路线到 Dumbo 的。
I never thought there will be a better path to come to Dumbo.
后来前一段时间，有一天呢，我坐这个杨弟兄的车子来。
Last time I came with Brother Young.
哎，他走的路线跟我不一样。
He took a different path.
哎呀，他走那个 underpass 穿过四十五，就穿到左边来了。
He took the underpass and crossed the 45.
然后走到那高中呢，一右转呢，就到 Dumbo 了。
And when he reached high school, he would turn right and come to Dumbo.
我说我这个三十多年，我怎么不知道这条路呢
？For 30 years, I didn't know this path.
因为从来没有想过还有另外一条路的。
I never thought about it. There will be a different path.
所以这个我自己对这个 Dumbo 这个路的认识呢，成为我的一个拦阻。
The knowing how to come to Dumbo become a hindrance for me.
所以今天早上我跟我姊妹说，我带你走一条新路啊。
So I told my wife that I'll take you a different path.
这比我们从前的路要好啊。
Is it better than what we have?
因为现在那个四十五边上修路，常常修路一段时间了，从那个 telephone U turn 回来其实不好走的。
Because there are construction on 45, so U turning on the telephone road is difficult.
所以弟兄姊妹啊，我们人呐、啊，那个思想里面有很多很多的一个包袱的。
There are so many burdening our mind and thoughts.
我们自己对一些事情的认识。常常成为我们的一个拦阻。
What we know about things become a hindrance in our life.
所以那个保罗呢，他心里面有一个最大的拦阻。
So in Paul's heart, he has a hindrance.
就是他对那个基督的认识。
What he knows about Christ.
这个认识没有办法能够让他得到一个真实的一个突破。
This knowing he cannot overcome.
所以没有办法，神没有办法，只好用一个大光呢，一下把他打倒了。
So God had no way to strike him down with the bright light.
这个大光把那个保罗一打倒以后呢
，After he was smitten by the bright light，
同时他听到一个声音
，He also heard a voice.
说扫罗，扫罗，你为什么逼迫我
？Saul, why are you persecuting me？
用脚踢刺是难的。
It's hard for you to kick against the goats.
突然之间呢，保罗好像是一个火车呢，突然之间呢被停下来了。
Paul's like a train got stopped.
他从来不觉得自己有错。
He never knew he has mistakes.
但是突然之间呢，神把他完全停下来了。
All of a sudden, God stopped his life.
而且他知道这个人是神。
He knows that this is God that doing this.
这非常稀奇的。
Very amazing.
你知道，当一个人遇见神的时候呢，他里面会知道这个就是神。
When a man met God, he knows this is God's doing.
就像那个约伯一样，约伯那天遇见神的时候呢，他马上就知道这是神。
Just like Job, he met God, he knows this is God's doing.
所以保罗知道这个就是神。
Paul knows this is God.
但是他不明白这个神向他所说的话。
But he didn't understand what God was telling him.
他也不明白为什么他会逼迫这个神。
He didn't know why am I persecuting this God.
他甚至不知道这个神是谁。
He didn't even know who is this God.
怎么可能？他会逼迫这个说话的人呢
？How can I persecute this one that's speaking?
因此他就说：“他说主啊，你是谁
？”So he asked, "Who are you, Lord?"
当耶稣回答说：“我就是你所逼迫的耶稣。
”When Jesus answered, "I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting."
这句话呢，比那个大光更厉害的。
This is even stronger than the bright light.
那个大光不过是把保罗外面这个人打倒了。
The bright light smitten his outer man.
这个我是你所逼迫的耶稣啊，把这个保罗里面的人完全打倒了。
So I am Jesus whom you persecuting is smitten the inner man.
这个经历啊，对保罗是一个翻天覆地的一件事。
This experience has turned over his life.
因为从前他认为对他有益的事情，到那一天都成为有损的了。
Before he thought that everything is beneficial to his life, today he is defeating his life.
因为从前他所骄傲的那些事情，都不能够让他认识耶稣是基督。
All the things he's proud of did not make him understand who Jesus is.
不管他受割礼这件事情。
Or circumcision,
或者是他属于便雅悯支派的这件事情，
or he belongs to the tribe of Benjamin,
或者是他是希伯来人所生的希伯来人这件事情，
or he's the Hebrew of Hebrews,
或者他是法利赛人这一件事情，
or he's the Pharisees,
这些事都是让他在肉体里面值得骄傲的。
All these things he's very proud in his flesh.
但是没有这些事情没有让他能够知道耶稣就是基督。
None of these can tell him that who Jesus is.
因此那一天呢，他听到这个声音说，我就是你所逼迫的耶稣的时候。
When he heard that I am Jesus whom you persecuting,
他所有的都被打倒了。
Everything had turned over.
这个时候他就明白，原来耶稣才是基督。
So he realized Jesus is Lord.
同时呢，在这个经历里面呢，保罗又看到什么是教会。
He also seen what is church.
就这句话呢，实在是非常重要的。我就是你所逼迫的耶稣。
This is very important. I am Jesus whom you persecuted.
因为这句话把教会的真理呢，就非常清楚的彰显出来。
This has manifested the truth. What is church?
我们就认识了，原来逼迫在地上的教会就是逼迫主耶稣。
We realize persecuting the church on earth is persecuting Jesus.
原来地上的教会和天上的基督是一体的。
The church on earth and Christ is one.
天上的基督是头，那地上的教会呢是基督的身体。
Christ is the head in heaven and body, the church is the body of Christ on earth.
突然间这个奥秘，这个神旨意的奥秘呢，就在保罗的面前呢向他敞开了。
So the mystery of his will has manifested in him.
是在同一天，保罗不但认识了基督，保罗也认识了教会。
On the same day, he knew what is, who is Jesus and what is church.
因此，保罗就说：“主啊，我当做什么？”
So he asked, "Lord, what should I do?"
好像突然之间呢，保罗就不知道他前面他该做什么了。
So all of a sudden, Paul didn't know what should he do.
从前，保罗是一个人，他知道。他该做什么事？
Before Paul knows what should he know, what to do.
但是当他明白了基督和教会以后呢，他就把自己献给神了。
After he knows who Jesus is and he offered himself,
他把自己交给主说：“主啊，我应当做什么？”
He offered himself, say that, "What should I do, Lord?"
他从那个看见却不晓得的光景呢，就进到了看见而晓得的光景。
From the situation seeing and not understanding, he becomes seeing and understand.
弟兄姊妹，这常常是我们的经历。
This is our experience also.
因为我们有一天我们真的是看见了神。
One day we seen God.
但是我们不一定真的晓得。
But we don't really truly know.
因此要过一段年日，有一天呢，我们的看见呢变成晓得了。
After years pass, when the seeing become knowing,
因此呢，我们就能够把自己奉献给神。
Then we can offer ourselves.
所以保罗知道这件事情的重要。
Paul knows how important this is.
因此保罗在以弗所书第一章就有这样一个祷告。
So Paul prayed in Ephesians chapter 1.
他说：“求我们主耶稣基督的神，荣耀的父，将那赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给你们，使你们真知道他。”
That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you a spirit of wisdom and of revelation in the knowing of Him.
这是教会最重要的一个祷告。
This is the most important prayer of church.
让我们的这个看见呢变成晓得。
So what we see become understanding.
这也是我们为下一代最重要的一个祷告。
This is also the most important prayer for our children.
让我们的下一代从看见变成晓得。
So the next generation have seen become knowing.
让他们看见并不难呢。
It's not difficult for them to see.
让他们晓得是非常难的。
For them to understand and know is very difficult.
所以我们一定要认识这件事情的 那个难度。
We have to understand how the difficulty in this matter.
我们才会有真实的负担为我们的下一代多有祷告。
Then we will have the true burden for, to pray for our next generation.
他并不仅仅是看见。
Not only seeing.
他真正能晓得。
They can truly know.
我们怎么知道他们真的晓得？
How do we know that they understand?
也许我们的孩子有一天会出去上大学。
Some days they will leave for college.
四年大学以后。
After 4 years of college.
他还愿不愿意回来这里聚会？
Will they willing to come back to meet with us?
不一定说一定要在我们这个地方聚会了。
It doesn't have to be this church.
就四年以后，这个孩子还愿不愿意像从前一样来跟随主？
After 4 years, are they still willing to follow the Lord?
那时候我们就知道他晓得了没有。
Then we know that he, whether he understand.
今天弟兄姊妹，你和我有这个把握，我们的孩子真的晓得。
Do we have this assurance that our children have this understanding?
今天在我们身边的时候，他是可以来这里聚会的。
When they are with us, they come to the church.
但有一天他完全独立的时候，或者他根本不在这个城市的时候，你有没有把握他能够像今天一样常常到主的面前？
When they are no longer in this city, and do you have the assurance that he will follow the Lord?
那个时候你就知道他晓不晓得。
At that time, you will know whether he had this understanding.
看见不等于晓得。
Seeing doesn't mean understanding.
本来不等于晓得，那个中间的差距是很大。
Perceiving is different than seeing.
所以我们要常常为我们当中的年轻人要祷告。
We need to pray for the young ones among us.
因为我们现在看不出来他们晓不晓得。
We cannot tell whether they understand.
等到我们发现的时候已经太晚了。
When we discover, it might be too late.
因此我们要常常为他们多有祷告。
We need to constantly pray for them.
我们盼望他们在离开父母的时候，离开本地教会以前，他们就已经晓得了。
We hope that they will have this understanding before they leave their parents.
彼得也是这样。
Peter is the same way.
我们都知道彼得是第一个听见教会真理的。
Peter is the first one that heard about truth.About church.
而且彼得是从主耶稣的这个口中所听到的。
He heard it from Jesus.
但是我们发现呢，其实彼得并不明白那个教会的真理。
But we discover that Peter does not understand the truth about church.
所以神必须要做一件事让他明白。
So God needs to do something for him to understand.
所以神就像对保罗一样啊，神要做一件事让彼得明白。
So the same way Paul.God did something for Peter.
所以呢，有一天彼得祷告的时候呢，就从天上呢就降下一块大布来。
So one day when he was praying, he see this vision of a sheet.
那个大布里面呢，有地上的四足的牲畜和野兽、昆虫，还有天上的飞鸟。
And there are kinds of four-footed animals, crawling creatures and birds in the air.
跟保罗一样，彼得就听到一个声音。
So the same way, Peter heard a voice.
说彼得起来吃了。
Peter, rise up, eat.
宰了吃。
Kill and eat.
那彼得就说：“主啊，这是不可的。”
So Peter said, "By no means, Lord, I have never eaten."
凡熟而不洁净的物，我从来没有入过我的口。
I have never eaten anything unholy or unclean.
然后主就说：“人所洁净的，你不可当熟物。”
So the God says, "What is clean by man?" You cannot see is unclean.
结果呢，一连说了三次以后呢，这个就收回天上去了。
After three times repeatedly, the sheet was drawn to the heaven.
彼得不知道什么叫做教会。
Peter does not know what is church.
彼得认为呢，教会呢就是那些近处的人。
Peter thought those church means someone close.
你要在以弗所书里面告诉我们，地上有两种人的。
So in Ephesians tells us there are two kinds of people.
一个是近处的人，一种是远处的人。
There are the the people afar or people close?
在近处的人就是受过割礼的人。
People close means they have circumcised.
在近处的人就是与基督有关的，在神的约里面有份的人。
They have they are partakers of the covenant.
而在远处的人呢，是那些外邦人。
People afar means the Gentiles.
没有受过割礼的。
They were uncircumcised.
与基督无关的。
They have no part in Christ.
和在神的约上呢，也是局外人。
They are foreigners of the covenant.
在世上是没有指望，也没有神的。
They are hopeless in the world and they don't have God.
在犹太人的眼光里面呢，在远处的人都是不洁净的。
In Jews, they see Gentiles as unclean.
不可以跟这个远处的人有交通的。
They cannot fellowship with the people afar.
就好像那些不洁净的那些动物是不可以入口的。
It's just like those unclean animals they cannot eat.
甚至在当时那个希律所建的圣殿也分成外院和内院。
In the Herod's temple, they are outer court and inner court.
那个内院里面呢，就是有至圣所、圣所，还有祭司的院，那还有妇人的院。
In the inner court, there's Holy of Holies, the holy place, and the priest court and the women's court.
然后呢，其他呢就叫做外院。
Others are called outer court.
在外院和内院的中间呢，就筑了一道墙。
Between the inner court and the outer court, there's a barrier.
那个叫做隔断的墙。
That's dividing wall.
所以外邦人呢，也可以进外院的。
The Gentiles can enter into the outer court.
但是他们走到那个隔断的墙的时候，他们就不能往前了。
When they reach the dividing wall, they cannot go further.
因为那个墙上呢，有这么一个牌子。
There's a sign on the wall.
那个牌子呢，是白色的那个石头上面呢，有红色的字。
There's a red letters written on the limestone.
是非常非常显著的。
Very stand out.
它的上面写的是说，外邦人不得进入这个墙，所有进入这个墙的外邦人要为自己的死亡负责。
No foreigner is to go beyond the wall and plaza of the temple zone. Whoever is caught doing so will have himself to blame for his death, which will follow.
所以不管你信主没有
，No matter you believe in the Lord，
即使是你信了主的外邦人，你也不能超过那个墙。
Even you are a believer of but a Gentile, you cannot go beyond the wall。
为什么保罗提这件事情在以弗所书里面呢
？Why Paul mentioned this in the book of Ephesians？
这个隔断的墙对以弗所的弟兄姊妹是特别有意义的。
This is very meaningful to the brothers and sisters in Ephesians。
因为当初保罗到耶路撒冷的时候，曾经带了一个以弗所的弟兄。
When Paul reached Jerusalem, he brought a brother.
那个弟兄叫特罗菲摩。
His name is Trophimus.
他和保罗一起到那个耶路撒冷去。
He went with Paul to Jerusalem.
后来保罗听了那个雅各的建议呢，就带了四个有愿在身的人到圣殿里面去行洁净的礼。
So Paul heard the suggestion from James that he brought four other brothers.
那四个人其实是犹太人。
Those are Jews.
但是当时亚细亚的那些人跟着保罗来到耶路撒冷的人，他们知道特罗菲罗也来到了耶路撒冷。
Those who follow him from Asia, he knew that Trophimus had come also.
因此他们就误认这个特罗菲摩是在那四个人当中的一个人。
They thought that Trophimus was among the four.
因此他们就耸动所有的全城的百姓呢，就把保罗就抓起来了。
So they encouraged all the people in the city to capture Paul.
也是从那个时候呢，保罗就进入监狱里面了。
So from that time, Paul entered into the prison.
所以我们可以这样说，保罗之所以下在监狱里面，就是因为这个隔断的墙。
Paul was put into prison because of this dividing wall.
若不是有这个隔断的墙，就不会有这个保罗下监这件事情。
If there's no there's no dividing wall, then Paul will not be put in prison.
所有的以弗所的弟兄姊妹都知道，保罗在耶路撒冷被抓了，是因为这个隔断的墙。
All the brothers and sisters in Ephesus, Ephesus, it's because of dividing wall.
这个特罗菲摩更加的知道他是保罗坐监的一个原因。
The brother Trophimus knows that he is the reason that Paul was put into prison.
因此，保罗特别在以弗所书里面提到这个隔断的墙。
So especially Paul mentioned this dividing wall in the book of Ephesians.
我们感谢神啊，我们从前真的是那个远离的人。
We thank God we were the far, the afar.
我们从前是不能够超过那个隔断的墙。
We cannot go beyond the dividing wall.
但是今天耶稣基督使我们和睦了。
But Jesus has reconciled us.
他将帮两下合而为一了。
He has put two groups into one.
这个两下就是远处的人和近处的人。
The people afar and the people close.
把中间这个隔断的墙拆掉了。
He has removed the dividing wall.
而这个墙呢是在十字架上被拆毁的。
And this dividing wall was taken away on the cross.
这件事情对于弗所人是非常有意义的。
This is very meaningful for the people in Ephesus.
保罗告诉以弗所的弟兄姊妹，主耶稣已经把这个中间隔断的墙已经拆掉了。
Paul has told that the brothers and sisters that Jesus had removed this dividing wall.
今天已经没有这座墙了，在十字架上神已经拆毁了。
On the cross, he has removed the dividing wall.
所以今天我们这些远处的人，我们可以到至圣所去的。
Those of us who are afar, that we can come before, to the Holy of Holies.
但是很稀奇的一件事啊。
Very amazingly.
虽然这个隔断的墙啊，已经在十字架上已经被拆毁了。
Even though the dividing wall was removed on the cross.
但是我们就发现了，这个隔断的墙仍然在彼得的心里。
But we found that this dividing wall is still in Peter's heart.
所以彼得说了，主啊，不可以的。
So Peter said, "No, by no means."
啊，这些我都不能吃的。
I cannot eat those unclean.
为什么彼得这样说呢
？Why does he say that?
因为这些都不洁净的。
Because all these are unclean.
啊，我们这些近处的人和这些远处的人是不能有交通的。
We cannot fellowship those who are afar.
你看那个墙仍然在彼得的心里。
You see that the dividing wall is still in his heart.
但是神说呢，神所洁净的，你不可以认为是俗的。
But God says that God has clean, you cannot see them as unclean.
那彼得还是将信将疑。
But he still had doubt.
直到彼得到了那个哥尼流家里。
Until he reached the house of Cornelius.
他一讲话的时候呢，发现圣灵降在这些外邦人的身上。
When he speaks, that the Holy Spirit came upon to the Gentiles.
这个彼得呢，就明白了。
So Peter realized.
哦，原来啊，这个中间的隔断的墙啊，已经不存在了。
There's no dividing wall anymore.
神已经洁净了。
God has cleansed them.
而外邦人和犹太人没有差别了。
There's no difference between Jews and Gentiles.
圣灵如何降临在近处的人身上，圣灵也降临在这个远处的人身上。
The Holy Spirit will come upon to the one that's close and also to the one afar.
所以这在教会历史上是一件大事。
This is a great event in the history of church.
也是个重大的一个启示。
This is a great revelation.
在彼得的心里面呢，他突然明白了这个真理。
All of a sudden, Peter's heart realized this truth.
这也是今天我们今天都能得救的一个原因。
This is also the reason that we can be saved.
所以我们就看见了，彼得虽然在马太福音十六章的时候就已经听见了教会的真理。
You know, he had heard this truth about church in Matthew 16.
但是一直到这个使徒行传十一章的时候，他才真正明白了教会的真理。
Until Acts chapter 11, he realized the truth about this vision.
你有没有觉得这件事非常稀奇啊？
Don't you be amazed?
为什么在十字架上已经做成的事情，却没有成就在彼得的心中呢？
Why something had done on the cross was not accomplished in his heart?
其实这并不稀奇。
That's not amazing.
这是我们每一个人都有的经历。
This is some experience that we all have.
在十字架上已经成功了另外一件事情，就是我们与基督已经同钉十字架。
Something on the cross has accomplished that we are crucified with him.
但是那一件事情啊，还不一定在我们心中成为实际。
That may not be the truth in our heart.
就像彼得一样。
Just like Peter.
那个墙明明已经不存在了。
The dividing wall doesn't exist.
但是仍然存在他的心里。
But still exists in his heart.
弟兄姊妹们，这个墙存在我们的心里面，让我们不能进入教会的实际。
The dividing wall exists in our heart that we cannot enter into the truth about the church.
今天在我们的心中啊，有没有这个隔断的墙？
In our hearts, do we still have this dividing wall?
今天我们有没有任何的理由把我们和其他信徒来分开的？
Is there any reason that separates us from other saints?
有很多的时候，因为种种的原因哈，我们里面呢就有这么一些墙。
There are many reasons that there's the dividing wall still exists.
这个墙把神的儿女呢分开来了。
And this wall divided all the children of God.
不但把神的儿女分开来，我们也不觉得自己有错。
And not only separated the children of God, we don't think that we made a mistake.
就像彼得一样，彼得没有觉得自己有错。
Just like Peter, he didn't think that he made a mistake.
他说：“主啊，这是不可以吃的。”
He said, "Lord." Why can I eat it?
这是彼得心里面真实的一个想法。
This is truly what he thinks.
这句话是根据他里面那个墙所说的。
This is based on his the wall existing in his heart.
所以今天也是一样，今天我们在地上呢，我们有的时候呢，也把我们自己和神的儿女就无形当中就分开来了。
In the same way for us that we divide us with God's people.
那个分开的原因是什么？
What is the reason?
我们认为是对的。
We thought it was right.
但是很可能是我们心中里面的那一座墙。
But it's the dividing wall in our heart.
我们要记得一件事，那个墙在十字架上已经被拆毁了。
We have to remember this wall had been removed on the cross.
因此今天在远处和近处的人中间是没有墙的。
Today there's no dividing wall between the one that's close or the one afar.
今天也没有任何一件事情能够把神的儿女来分开的。
There's nothing that can separate God's people.
也许有的时候我们觉得，这个弟兄或者这个姊妹，他的这个，他对圣经的讲法跟我不一样。
Maybe we think that the brother or the sister had different interpretation than mine.
那个不足以作为分开的原因。
That shouldn't be the reason to divide us.
也许有些弟兄姊妹属灵的追求和我们不一样。
Maybe their spiritual pursuing is different.
那个也不能作为分开的原因。
That shouldn't be the dividing reason.
或者他们所说的语言跟我们不一样。
Or the language was different.
或者他们出生的背景和我们不一样。
Or the background is different.
或者他们的年龄和我们差得太远。
Or even their age was different.
无论任何这些事情啊，都不能够把神的儿女分开的。
No, nothing can separate us from the children of God.
这个叫做认识这个基督的身体。
This means that you know the.Body of Christ.
一个明白基督身体的人，他的心中是没有那个隔断的墙的。
One who knows the body of Christ does not have the dividing wall in their heart.
当那个当伯开始聚会的时候
，When the Dumbo start had the meeting.
这里这个聚会有一个老牧师的。
There is an old pastor here.
有些人可能还记得，也许不知道周静还记不记得。
Maybe Brother Joe still remember him.
叫 Pastor Fink.
His name is Pastor Fink.
他就住在那个旁边那个小屋子里面那个。
He lives in the next door.
如果我们从外面来看的话，我们的种族是不一样的。
If we see that he is different in our culture, different.
我们的语言也是不一样的。
Our language is different.
而且我们呢，这个追求的这个方向也是不一样的。
What the direction we pursue is different.
但是这位弟兄啊，他里面。对于我们这些弟兄姊妹是完全没有任何的间隔的。
But in this brother, he has no dividing reason in him.
不但那个牧师和我们中间是没有间隔的，当时在这里聚会的那些老弟兄老姊妹和我们中间也是没有间隔的。
Not even him, the brothers and sisters that meet here, they don't have this dividing reason in their heart either.
我们怎么能够知道他们真是没有间隔呢
？How can we know that？
因为他们在。决定这个聚会这个场所的前途的时候，他们决定把这个聚会的地方就送给我们。
When they made the decision to give us this meeting hall,
他们就把那个教会的那个地契呢，就写了我们教会的名字，就把整个这个地产，啊，房屋地址都给我们聚会使用。
So they transfer the deeds of this meeting hall to our church name.
这就证明他们心里面和我们这些弟兄姊妹是没有任何隔断的墙。
That proves there's no dividing wall in their heart among us.
他把我们看作他们的下一代。
He sees us as their next generation.
既然他们不能够继续，他们年纪都很大了，不能够继续在这里聚会呢，就把这个地方做见证的那个棒子就交给我们这些人。
The most of the brothers and sisters are seniors. They can no longer meet here, so they give the burden to give the gospel to us.
这个叫做没有隔断的墙。
This means there's no dividing wall.
所以我们非常感谢主，让我们在过去的那个经历上呢，能够亲眼看见这件事情。
We thank the Lord that we can see it with our own eyes.
这个不是一个只在道理上认识教会的人能够做出的一件事情。
This is not something that for someone who only knows the truth about the church.
所以今天我个人的负担乃是让我们弟兄姊妹能够认识到这个听见和明白是有差距的，这个看见和晓得是有差距的。
My burden is to share with you that hearing and understanding is different. Seeing and perceiving is different.
因此我们心里面都需要有一个追求。
We still have this longing in our heart.
在这个教会的真理上，求神让我更加的明白。
On the truth about the church, we need to truly understand.
让我能够更加的晓得。
We need to truly know.
我们 要知道这个明白和晓得对我们这个人的影响是很大的。
Understanding and knowing is very effective in our life.
如果我们真是明白，真是晓得教会的话，那我们应该会有什么样的一个表现呢？
What will we manifest if we truly know and understand the church?
我想一个最明显的一个表现呢，就是一个人如果真是认识教会的话，真是知道教会的话，他就会是一个有身体感觉的一个人。
If someone who knows the church, that he will have body, he will be a body conscious member.
什么叫做对身体有感觉？哈
？What does it mean to have to be conscious about the body?
就是你感觉你是身体里面的一个部分。
You have this feeling that you are part of this body.
那什么叫做你感觉你是这个身体的一个部分呢？
What does it mean that you are conscious that you are part of the body?
我们每一个人都知道我们是这个身体的一个部分哈。
We all know that we are part of the body.
但是我们有没有感觉到呢？
Do you have this consciousness?
你知道一个真正有身体感觉的一个肢体哈，他从来不会为着任何的一个缘故抱怨这个身体里面的另外一个肢体。
If you have the body, if you are conscious, a body conscious member, you will not complain about another body, another member in this body.
你有没有发现过你身上的任何一个肢体抱怨过你身上的另外一个肢体？
Did you discover any member of your body that complained?
有没有弟兄姊妹，你的手抱怨你的脚的？
Did your hand complain about your foot?
或者你的嘴抱怨你的眼睛的？
Or your mouth complain about your eyes.
是不可能的一件事情。
That's not possible.
那我有一个植牙在我的里面。
I have this implanted tooth.
这个植牙一方面来讲非常的好。
I like this implanted tooth.
我可以使用它跟我以前的旧牙一模一样。
It's just like my own teeth tooth before.
完全我不需要考虑说那个牙是植来的。
I don't have to consider that as implanted.
但是这个植牙呢，就有一个缺点。
But one thing bad about it.
这个是让我知道神的创造实在是奥妙，所以人所创造的无论多好呢，就不能够跟神造的一样。
No matter how great the creation of man is, cannot compare to the creation of God.
就是植的牙和我自己的牙中间的那个缝呢，太大。
The distance between the planted tooth and my tooth is different, very great.
不单是我是如此，我发现所有植过牙人都有这样的问题。
I discovered that all the people who have implanted tooth have this difficulty.
所以呢，那个食物常常会在那个夹缝的里面。
So the food will get in between.
很不舒服的。
Doesn't feel good.
所以必须要用牙线呢把它剔出来。
I have to floss it out.
所以呢，我一天呢。最少要用牙线要用三次。
At least three times a day I have to floss.
那还是最少的。
That's the minimum.
多的话呢不止三次。
I will floss more than three times.
那我需要这样做做多久呢？
How long do I have to do that?
做到我死为止啊。
Till the day I die.
那我的手有没有抱怨呢？
Has my hands ever complained?
我的手有没有抱怨说你这个牙齿实在太麻烦了？
Yeah, this implant tooth is so much trouble.
你看每天还要我替你就用牙线用三次。
I have to use the floss three times a day.
而且呢，一个手还不行，还要两个手。
You have to use two hands.
每次两个手都要一起呢，才能够把那个问题解决。
And two hands have to work together to resolve this.
但是我发现我的手从来没有抱怨过。
So I discovered my hands never complain.
而且呢，我的手很高兴的去做这件事情。
My hands will be happily doing this.
因为做了以后呢，我这个人就很舒服。
Because after I floss, I feel good.
那我不做这件事情的话，我就感觉不舒服。
If I don't do it, I don't feel good.
所以我的手从来没有一次抱怨说，我怎么又做这件事情了。
So my hands never complain, and I'm doing this again.
我还要做多久呢？
How long do I have to do this?
你到底还要多久呢？
How many times do you have to do this?
它有身体的感觉。
This is how you feel in the body.
因为这件事情不是为着手做的。
This is not done for the hands.
这个事情是为着身体做的。
This is done for the body.
所以这个手无论做多少次，它不会抱怨的。
So the hands never complain, no matter how many times.
这叫做身体的感觉。
This is called body conscious.
如果我们没有这个身体的感觉，
if we don't have this body consciousness,
我们就很难过了。
We will feel bad.
你看，我现在一天要做三次。
I have to do three times.
哎，还不知道要做多久。
I don't know how long I have to do it.
为什么脚不做呢？
Why wouldn't the foot do it?
因为都是老师要我手做。
Why the hands have to do it?
不太公平嘛。
Is that fair?
下次让脚做一做嘛。
Next time let the foot try.
因为老师让我教主日学。
Then you have to tell me to teach Bible school.
那个别的弟兄怎么不教主日学？
Why wouldn't let the other brother teach it?
因为你是手啊。
Because you are hands.
这牙线只有你会用的。
Only you know how to use the floss.
弟兄姊妹啊，一个有身体感觉的人是不会抱怨的。
Those who are body conscious, they will not complain.
这个有这个感觉，有这个明白和没有这个明白是非常清楚的。
It's very easy to see that whether one has this understanding or not.
因此，我们今天呢，常常要求主，让我有这样的一个真实的一个明白。
We need to ask the Lord to give us this true understanding.
如果一个有身体感觉的人，还有另外一个表现。
For one who is body conscious, they will manifest another thing.
就是这个人呢，他一方面知道他需要身体。
This he will know that he needs the body.
另外一方面呢，他也认识这个身体需要他。
He also realized the body needs him.
你有没有这个感觉
？Do you feel that?
我想我们很容易啊，有感觉说我需要身体，这个感觉比较容易有。
It's easy for us to feel that we need the body.
但是呢，另外一个感觉就比较难，这个身体呢是需要你的。
This body needs you is very difficult to realize that.
弟兄姊妹，你有没有这个感觉？这个身体需要你。
Are you conscious that the body needs you?
你有没有这个感觉哈？也许那天你觉得说今天我太忙了，不去祷告了。
Maybe someday you feel you're too busy. I don't want to pray.
你会不会觉得那天你们的感觉，这个身体呢需要你的
？Someday you feel that the body needs you.
也许你觉得少我一个人没有关系啊。
It's okay, just one less.
那个叫做没有身体的感觉。
That means you are not body conscious.
如果你有身体的感觉，你就知道说这个身体其实没有我是不行的。
It's not okay for the body not without me.
也许你觉得说我读经聚会啊。我准备也要好呢，我不准备也没有关系，差不了多少的。
If you feel like the Bible study doesn't matter whether I go or not，
那反正总是有别人会准备的。
There will people be prepared for that。
那某某人总是会准备的。
Someone will prepare for that。
这个叫做没有身体的感觉。
That means you are not body conscious。
如果我们有这个身体的感觉的话，我们知道说我一定要好好准备的。
If we are body conscious, that we should prepare。
因为这个聚会如果我不准备的话是不行的。
If I don't prepare, then this meeting will not go well.
许多的在教会的事物里面呢，我们有的时候都会有这个感觉，好像多我一个呢也不会怎么样。
Many matters in the church, you feel that it doesn't matter whether I do it or not.
或者少了我一个呢，也无所谓的。
Without me, it's okay.
因此呢，我们就会觉得今天如果说某些时间不方便的话呢，今天呢这些事情我就不做了。
If it's not convenient for you, then I will not do it.
这就是没有身体感觉的一个人。
That is not body conscious.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们有没有这个身体的感觉？
Whether we have this body consciousness,
我们是不是真的明白教会是基督的身体？
Do we truly understand church is the body of Christ?
而我们是这个身体上的肢体。
We are the member of this body.
我是不是能够知道这个身体其实不能没有我的？
Do we know that the body cannot function well without me?
就像我不能没有这个身体一样。
It's just like I have to have this body.
我是如何需要这个身体，这个身体也是如何的需要我。
How I need this body, the body will need me.
如果我们真是有这样的认识的时候呢，我们对于许多的事物，我们的态度都会改变的。
We will change our attitude when we truly understand this.
对于教会所有的侍奉，我们的态度完全会改变的。
Our attitude toward the service will change.
我们有的时候在侍奉上有一些困难，是因为我们不认识这个教会的真理。
When we have difficulty in our service, because we don't have this understanding about the truth of body.
不是我们没有听过。
It's not that we have not heard.
是我们不明白。
It's because we don't understand.
不是我们没有看见过。
It's not that we have not seen.
是因为我们不晓得。
It's because we have not perceived.
所以保罗才会写了这卷书。
That's why Paul wrote this book.
要让这个以弗所的信徒能够知道，今天在神的家中是没有任何的间隔的。
So that our brothers and sisters will know that there's no dividing wall in the church.
如果我们有身体的感觉
，If we are body conscious,
我们还会有一个表现。
We will show manifest one more thing.
这个表现就是在我们每一次要做一个重大决定的时候
，Every time we make a major decision.
我们都会问自己一个问题
We will ask ourselves
我这样决定是对于基督的身体是有益处呢还是对基督的身体是有损
Is this decision beneficial to the body of Christ or not?
你会在每一次要做重大的决定的时候这个问题都会到你的面前
Every time you make this major decision you will ask the same question
弟兄姊妹也许你说我知道教会的
Maybe you say you know the church.
但是在你做重大决定的时候，从来没有为着教会的益处来考虑的。
But every time you made a major decision, you never consider the benefit of the church.
你考虑很多很多事情的。
You will consider many other things.
都是从自己的益处那个角度来看的。
You see it from the point of view to benefit yourself.
那就代表你没有这个没有这个教会身体的感觉。
That means you don't have the body of consciousness.
如果我们真有这个身体的感觉
，If you are a body conscious person，
在你做那些决定的时候
，When you make the decision，
你总要想一想
，You will consider。
如果我这样做这个决定，对基督的身体是有益处呢，还是有损
？If I made this decision， is it benefit to the body of Christ or is it the loss for the Body of Christ.
如果你的决定 你发现这个决定对基督的身体有损的话你愿不愿意来改变那个决定
If this decision is a loss for the body of Christ, will you change it?
如果你是这样的人
If you are like that,
那你是一个有身体感觉的一个人
Then you are body conscious.
所以今天我们讲认识哈，讲听见讲看见是一回事
When we see, when we perceive, or when we hear or understand.
但是知道、明白和晓得是另外一件事。
To know, to understand is a different thing.
我们要从我们实际的这个表现来看，我们是不是真知道。
From our action, we can truly know that we truly know or not.
但愿主呢能够把这些简单的这些交通呢摆在我们众人的面前。
May God bring this simple fellowship.
让我们里面呢，能够有一个追求。
So that we will pursue in our heart.
就是求主让我明白的更深。
pursue that we will know it deeply.
让我晓得的更清楚。
Know it more understanding.
好，让我的明白和我的晓得能够改变我的生活。
So the knowing and the understanding will change my life.
彼得和保罗完全改变了。
Peter and Paul had changed their lives.
他们的改变是何等的巨大。
How great that change is.
那个改变是因为他们有真实的知道。
Because they have the true knowing.
今天也是一样。
Today is the same.
我们有时候觉得我们好像改变很难呢。
It's very difficult for us to change.
那个原因是因为我们不知道。
The reason is because we don't know.
如果我们知道的话，那个改变就是很容易了。
If we know, then it'll be easy for us to change.
所以求主给我们大家一个负担呢，多为这个事情祷告。
May the Lord give us this burden to pray for this matter.
让圣徒能够真知道。
All saints will truly know.
真知道他旨意的奥秘。
Truly know the mystery of His will.
如果我们真知道神旨意的奥秘，我们的生活就和现在不一样了。
If we really know the mystery of His will, then our life will be changed.
我们的侍奉和现在也不一样。
Our service will be different than now.
这只有祷告才能做成的。
Only the prayer will accomplish this.
无论多少的这个讲道不能达成这个目的的。
No matter how many sermons will not reach this purpose.
因此保罗必须要说，他要祷告。
So Paul says he needs to pray.
要智慧和启示的灵来赏给我们。
The spirit of wisdom and revelation given to us.
让我们真知道他。
So that we truly know him.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们感谢赞美你的恩典。
Lord, we thank you for your grace.
主啊，我们人是何等的有限。
We are very limited.
我们常常被自己的一些观念，和我们从前的认识来辖制。
We are bound by what our understanding and what we know before.
因此我们没有办法看见你全备的真理。
So we cannot truly see your perfect truth.
求主让我们在你的面前谦卑下来。
Ask the Lord to allow us to humble before you.
主，每一次我们打开你的话语的时候，都让我们有这样的态度。
Every time we open the book, that we have this attitude.
就是里面求圣灵来开启我们心中的眼睛。
May the Holy Spirit open our inner eyes.
让我们看见你的呼召有何等的指望。
Your calling is such a hope.
你在圣徒中所得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀。
Your inheritance among the saints has this glory.
在我们这些信的人心中所显的能力又是何等的浩大。
And the powers in all the believers is so great.
不要让我们满足我们目前的光景。
Do not allow us to satisfy with our current condition.
不要让我们认为我们就是这样。
Do not allow us to just like this.
我们实在求主开启我们，让我们更多的明白，更加的晓得。
May the Lord allow us to more understanding and more knowing.
让我们能够在地上真是成为有身体感觉的一般人。
So we can become members that who has body conscience.
不但我们认识那个教会是基督的身体这个真理。
Not only know the truth about the church is the body of Christ.
我们能够活在这个真理的实际当中。
We can live in this reality.
我们感谢你今天给我们的带领。
We thank you for your guidance today.
祷告是奉靠主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.